We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What do you think would happen if everyone in your family came together under the umbrella of one thought? What do you think would happen if the individuals in your company were united under the mission statement of the company? Why is it so difficult to get those who are on the same team, wearing the same jersey, and traveling to the same destination to work together under the banner of win at all costs? Teamwork is what it takes to accomplish any task where more than one person is involved. Every successful company in America has achieved its success through people working together. These are companies who have experienced the highs and lows of the business climate. The body of Christ has to be united in its approach to witnessing to the world about Christ, our Lord. The body of Christ has to be united as it relates to people spreading the joy of the Lord to the ends of the earth. As Paul sat in a foul, gloomy prison, he never lost his passion for believers to come together and unite under the banner of Jesus Christ. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 2 through 8, it is written, I implore Euodia, I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. I urge you, true companions, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Paul said these women labored with him in the gospel. He is stating that they worked together with him as a team, each having a role to play, but understanding the mission of unity. We must be united in prayer, united in joy, united in witnessing, fellowshipping, praise, worship, and encouraging one another to press on to the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I encourage you to be of the same mind in all you do as it relates to reflecting the image of God in this world. The world needs to see that He is alive and well. When we come together, they see not only the image of Christ, but the work of Christ transforming lives of each person you interact with. Are you ready to turn the world upside down today? Then let's be united. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.